Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Baseball players somehow always find themselves on the disabled list or getting hurt in the most unusual ways. We'll talk about the most recent one coming up in about 15 minutes. We also have a drive draft that we'll play with Binkley coming up in 30. But let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by our next guest. I always enjoy talking baseball with him. He is our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. Vern, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How about you?
Doing good. Vern, what's your favorite baseball injury or story that you've heard? I believe it was John Smoltz who tried to iron his shirt while he was wearing his shirt. Is there one that pops out to you of a classic all-time baseball injury?
I remember, I think it was Matt Wise was a reliever for the Milwaukee Brewers when I was covering them. He was making a salad and using salad tongs, and somehow sliced up his hand and was out for like a month and a half. Baseball's so silly, man. You clip your fingernails wrong and you're on the injured list.
Right now we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, about Major League Baseball. Vern, I don't know if you've heard this or not, but Rob Manfred went on the Dan Patrick Show. Here's what he said.
Look, I think the most important thing to our fans is that we're going to make every attempt to get the game back on the field. You know, I know some people have talked about longer seasons, 62 short. The reality is we weren't going to play more than 60 games, no matter how the negotiation with the players went or any other factor. 60 games is the outside of the envelope, given the realities of the virus.
So, Vern, if that was the case, how can they then turn around and say that the owners ever negotiated in good faith? And why didn't they just announce this 60 games and skip the whole process of the back and forth if this was always going to be the case?
Well, I mean, 60 games also means, right, a paying 60 games worth. So when they made a 72 or 76 game proposal to the union, they were still ultimately paying the players 60 games worth. Now, look, none of it surprises me, right? I mean, I kind of figured this all along. As far as the good faith is concerned, the players can try and file a grievance all they want. I think the owners are going to win it. And, you know, you can make a case we didn't negotiate in good faith, but, okay, here we sit on the 1st of July. Show me another professional sports league that's playing a meaningful game, a unionized major professional sports league that's playing a meaningful game. There isn't one. So, you know, there might not even be a meaningful Major League Baseball game. The whole back and forth to me was so very transparent what it was the entire time. It was just a way for the owners to get attention and maybe to get fans on their side for the upcoming collective bargaining agreement at the end of 2021. Rob Manfred, yeah, that's a terrible quote because it can be misconstrued. But what he's saying, I think, inside baseball circles was somewhat obvious. It was just happening during a time where writers, TV host and radio, there was just nothing to talk about. So we discussed the play-by-play of what was a pointless negotiation between the owners and players.
Right now we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. Vern, you talk about that no American sport is playing yet. How confident are you that there's even going to be a season or that they're even going to be able to start given everything that's going on in the country? Because, man, we still got a couple of weeks to get to that point, and out here it is getting a lot worse rather than getting better.
Yeah, 3 weeks. as a matter of fact, right? And you look at Texas, Arizona, and Florida, which make up, what, a sixth of Major League Baseball, and their numbers are through the roof. The country's numbers are through the roof. You know, at the beginning of the pandemic, I didn't think that professional sports would be played. I've never really lost that belief, but as leagues started to make plans to return, I thought if one league rolled the dice and played, that every other league would as well. Now it's a countdown until the 23rd of July. If baseball starts, I believe that the NBA will start and the NFL will start. And if they start, I don't believe that they close camp and shut it down because of coronavirus. The only way I think they shut it down is if, for Major League Baseball, let's say, if 30 or more players on one team contract the virus, that could be the impetus to shut down Major League Baseball. Like if one team gets completely wiped out, which would be 30 or more to where you can't field a team, or multiple deaths within the structure of Major League Baseball. Unless one of those two things happen and the league is started, I don't see them shutting down. So over the next 3 weeks, what's going to happen? God knows, man. I mean, it's impossible to predict. I mean, 3 weeks ago, it seemed as if the country was doing well, I believe. I don't know, man. Things change so quickly. If I had to bet, I would just get up and walk away from the table and keep my money.
Vern, I have been calling myself hashtag Hope Harrison or C.Hope regarding the Royals. This is why. One obscure team is going to make the postseason this year. I have no clue who it is, but you can't say in a season that's only 60 games, all the teams that we expected to make the playoffs at the very beginning of the season, if it was a full 162, are going to make it. Last year, the Washington Nationals wouldn't have made the playoffs under this current system. So if we can agree that one obscure team is going to make the playoffs that isn't one of those normal teams, why can't that team be the Kansas City Royals, and why can't they get hot for a 4 or 5 week stretch to give themselves a chance to make the playoffs? Do you agree with that sentiment that we are going to see that random team make the playoffs if we actually get through a full 60?
I think 27 of the 30 teams in Major League Baseball have a realistic shot. Everyone, in my opinion, outside of Baltimore, Detroit, and Miami, I think have a chance. So I think the Royals have a 25% chance of making it to the playoffs. Them, Chicago, Cleveland, Minnesota, to me it's a coin flip. You just need to play well for 60 games, and all four of those teams have 8 all-star caliber players who could carry you for a 60-game stretch. Look, coming into 162, I didn't think that the Royals had enough innings eaters in their rotation and on the pitching staff. Well, over 60 games, I don't need innings eaters. I need guys that can get outs, and the Royals have a lot of guys that can get outs. I don't expect any pitcher to ever, all season, throw more than 5 innings. Maybe it happens 3-4 times over 60 games, but a majority of your pitchers are not going to see a lineup twice. I'll be surprised if any pitcher sees a lineup 3 times. And then my other concern was the offense, because other than Whit Merrifield, nobody on this team had done it over 162 for multiple seasons. Well, now that doesn't matter. Soler's been a well above average hitter for 60 game stretches multiple times in his career, as has Mondesi and Salvi and Gordo and Whit Merrifield and Hunter Dozier. Suddenly the lineup over 60 games can be just as good as the Yankees lineup over 60 games. It can be just as good as a Twins lineup. Look, with the Twins, who many people say are the class of the American League Central, is it out of the realm of possibility that Josh Donaldson and Nelson Cruz have a 2-week slump? Right? We all remember the great Royals teams would go cold together. It's not crazy to think that Josh Donaldson and Nelson Cruz have a bad 10-game stretch. If that lines up with Ryan O'Hearn and Adalberto Mondesi having a good 10-game stretch, that could That completely changes the division. That could catapult the Royals to first and the Twins down to fourth place. Making predictions in a 60-game baseball season is silly to do. Everything is possible. Anyone can be the MVP because most big leaguers have had quality 3-week stretches. And if you have a great 3-week stretch, that's more than a third of the season. You could be the American League MVP.
Vern, before we get you out of here, I just need you to do me a favor. So Rob is taking over for Sean, and he's making a list for these next couple of days. So he did his perfect foods for the cookouts. He had hot dogs number one and ribs two. Can you please tell him that he's crazy?
Because ribs should be number one?
With a bullet beside it. No one has ever seen ribs at the barbecue and hot dogs at the barbecue and then picked hot dogs over the ribs.
100% right. Yeah, hot dogs are the last choice. Hot dogs normally go to the children.
Vern, you're a good man. That's Josh Vern. You're a Royals insider. Vern, man, have a great 3-day weekend, man. Take care of yourself.
All right, thank you. You too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.